Hi everyone, my name is Rachel Seller. I'm a registered nurse. My specialty is forensic nursing. I help people expose medical crimes one misdiagnosis at a time. I help people find the root cause of disease. I also expose government and scientific propaganda. I'm also a holistic nurse. My specialty is natural medicine. I help people find ways to reverse diseases naturally and find the most sophisticated practitioners. Today I have a very important message for you about vaccines, and I'd like to give you the biblical perspective. There is no debate when it comes to vaccines. All the facts are there, all the evidence is there. All you need to do is read the literature. Everything is in here. The truth about vaccines is that they are made with cancer cells. They are genetically modified. This is a report from the CDC from 2015. And the report says the CDC admits 98 million Americans were given cancer virus via the polio shot. But it isn't just the polio shot. It's the genetically modified cell lines that they use from aborted human fetuses. I want to get right into the Bible and give you a different perspective on vaccines. So Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with words of human wisdom, lest the cross be emptied of its power. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. The intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. Where is the wise man? Where is the scholar? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17. Let's go on. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophies which depend on human tradition and the basic principles of this world, rather than Christ. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in the bodily form, and you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority. That's Colossians chapter 2, verse 8 through 10. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9 through 12. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan, displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs and wonders, and every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth but have delighted in wickedness. I don't know about you, but when the Bible says to preach the gospel, heal the sick, and cast out demons, what I do know is that we have a lying spirit. We have the CDC and the FDA. That is lying to the people. It is an enemy of the public. They are lying and they are spreading scientific and government propaganda. But this is an age-old weapon. This is nothing new. This has been going on since the Holocaust time. Since the 1960s, the polio vaccine was known to contain MRC5 cell line, which is made from aborted human fetus grown in a monkey kidney, and it's cancer cells. It's genetically modified. So they're rewriting the human genome. So I want to ask you this. There's only one divine sequence to your DNA. You were created by an intelligent designer. Anyone who tries to modify that is counterfeit. Are you wearing counterfeit jeans? Counterfeit DNA is what's in vaccines. When you inject your children with that and the heavy metals bind to the intestinal lining, that will create things like autoimmune disease and Crohn's disease. Okay? It also ends up in the brain. But more importantly, it's counterfeit. Let's go on to 2 Thessalonians. Oh, this one. No, not that one. No, no, 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 16 through 17. That's a good one. Avoid godless chatter, because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly. Their teachings will spread like gangrene. I don't know about you, but I see a lot of cancer and autoimmune disease. Our population is sick. And our population is sick because they've been deceived. They've been deceived by the scientific community, which deceives our doctors and deceives our nurses. Doctors and nurses and pharmacists, I urge you, read the vaccine insert, because all the information is here. If you're giving a vaccination to somebody, you should have read the insert and you should understand the information. So I wanted to give you the biblical perspective, because we're in a war between good and evil. And that's what we need to keep in mind. This is bigger than politics. This is bigger than science. There's no need to push around scientific papers. There's no need to indulge in philosophies of man and things of this world. Because we are made whole and perfect by an intelligent creator, and that is God. God Almighty. Jesus Christ, the creator of the heavens and the universe. And through Jesus Christ, we have eternal life. That is salvation. And what I do see is a lot of scientists who are frustrated. In the Bible, it says, I will frustrate the intelligence of the intelligent. I will frustrate it. Let's go back. Let's go back a little bit. There's one I want to read again. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of the world rather than Christ. That's important to remember. I wanted to just give this quick message today and give you a different perspective, the biblical perspective. There's only one truth when it comes to vaccines. The truth about vaccines is that they are bioweapons. They cause cancer. They cause autoimmune disease because they are made with cancer cells. So I just want to inform the public that the CDC and FDA have been exposed for corruption. This is old news. The movie Vaxxed, the cover-up to catastrophe, the CDC was exposed for hiding information about autism and MMR causing autism. So just so you know, MMR vaccine, measles, mumps, rubella, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, chicken pox, and polio are all made with MRC5 cell line. What you need to know is it's made with an aborted human fetus from the 1960s. Those cell lines are immortalized, continuous, which means they are cancer cells. They are hidden in code language, which you'll see in the literature as MRC5. Any vaccine insert will tell you this information. There is so much corruption and so much deception in the scientific community, and I want to bring light to it, because it's important that we know what we're dealing with. And we're dealing with lying spirits. Lying spirits will come to you in the form of people. People will say, well, do you see demons? No, I see people. I see people lying. I see people deceiving. In Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, it says, my people are being destroyed for lack of knowledge. So, ladies and gentlemen, my community, my fellow nurses, pharmacists, doctors, please read the vaccine inserts. Know the truth. You know it in your heart. Please stand up for the truth. Speak the truth and defend the people that you are entrusted to care for. Because someone asked me, well, how can a healthcare provider not give vaccines? They'll lose their job. Well, in my opinion, you shouldn't be a healthcare provider if you're not willing to stand up and speak the truth. And we need more people to speak the truth. I know so many doctors and so many nurses who are living in bondage because they are afraid to speak out. What is so hard about speaking out the truth? I understand people have, livelihoods and jobs, but we have to stand up for our community. These are our patients, our people. These are God's people that we're entrusted to care for, and we cannot deceive them any longer. The American Nurses Association continues to perpetuate propaganda about vaccines. The American Nurses Association, the CDC, the FDA, the list goes on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, the corruption is not just in the White House. It's in the medical community. It always has been. So, I'm Rachel Seller, the forensic nurse. I just wanted to bring you this biblical perspective on vaccines. I do not defile my temple. The Holy Spirit lives in me. I have salvation through Jesus Christ, and God has blessed me with wisdom. God has blessed me with many gifts, and I'm here to be an advocate for my community. And I just will pray for each and every one of you to speak the truth, to not be afraid. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love and a sound mind. If you or one of your loved ones has been injured by a vaccine and you're looking for medical case review, you can contact me. I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and also Brighteon in case this channel gets censored. You can go to theforensicnurse.org. Signing off.